All right. All right, how's it going, guys? I missed you. Sorry I've been so ghosty, but I promise I did not ghost you. I hope you guys have been good. You're with me in my new kitchen. And I can't say this is my first cooked meal here, but this is. But you do get to be here for my first dessert. So what I'm actually doing is I am currently slicing up strawberries for basically little strawberry shortcakes. So I didn't have the time or motivation to get the stuff to bake the shortcake or anything, or shortbread or anything. So I got those. But I've got the strawberries. I'm gonna whip them up to soak. So you get to be with me through the chopping. And then after that, I am going to make some pork fried rice. So you get to come along for the little journey. We'll get to talk about stuff. I also have no idea how the sound quality is in this place, so we'll see. It's quieter than my last place, I feel, as far as ambiance, but that could change. So yeah. Strawberry shortcake. So I'm slicing up the strawberries, dicing them up a little bit. I'm gonna put them in a bowl with some sugar, some different spices for flavoring. A little bit of vanilla, and then you basically let them soak for a little bit to kind of soak up that flavor a little bit. And then, not everybody does this, and I don't all the time, but then I get some, then I take it. I don't do this every time, but this time I think I'm going to. I take it and I put it in a little saucepan, put it over low heat, and kind of just cook it till it gets a little bubbly, and it kind of makes a nice little compote. So it'll look similar to like a fresh strawberry sort of jam. So then that kind of turns into that, and then I will slice up strawberries whole. I'll slice them up so they look nice and pretty. I put them in the shells, and then I basically put the compote in there a little bit, or I put it down, put in the fresh strawberries, and then I'll put a little whipped cream in there, on there. And garnish it with some of the compote and strawberries and have a nice little yummy dessert. One of my favorites. I think it's because I had it so much growing up. But I could be wrong. Could just be because I like it. That being said, little Ruth trivia for you. My favorite berry is actually raspberries. I could literally eat hundreds of raspberries like nothing. They're like, I'm just purely addicted to them, to be honest. Which is nice because they're not bad for you. They're actually really good. Got a lot of good antioxidants and so on. So, that's always a plus. Sorry I've been so off the radar, kids, folks, boys, girls, men, women, aliens, wonderful people that you are, knights. I moved and I just didn't realize. I knew it would be an adjustment, But I did not realize all the anxiety and like depression that would kind of come about. And then because of that, I've done less work. I've done less than I've wanted to, both outside of Roofland and inside. And it's like a horrible cycle. You feel bad, you know, or your head creates all these noises and doubts. And so it freezes you up and you're not able to do anything. And then when you finally feel like you might snap out of it, or, you know, like, hey, okay, the storm has passed in our minds, let's kind of get back to it. Well, then you look and you're behind, and then you get overwhelmed, and then it just cycles again. And oh, it's so fucked, to be honest. It's like, what can you do with it, you know? But I do apologize to all of you. I don't ever want to be out of contact that long again. Thank you for all understanding and your patience and all your little messages I've been getting from people to check in on me or to assure me that, you know, no matter what I'm creating, that they support what I've done in the past and what I'm trying to do. And they, you know, think that I'm great, and I'm, you know, it's been hard to believe such things, but it's very nice to hear. And it makes me think you can't all be liars. Some of you may be a little cheeky, but you can't all be liars. You know? All right, I think that's enough strawberries. So, but thank you for your continued, oh my gosh, that was cold on my leg. Continued patience and support. It's meant a lot. And it's really been a lifesaver in a lot of ways. That said, we're going to get to regular scheduled content for real. A part of it was also trying to figure out my sound in my room. My room is much taller and no carpeting. You know, it's nicer and newer, which has been a nice thing, but I just wasn't anticipating that. You know, I was like, okay, big room, I'm going to have a setup that's conducive and so on. And, you know, I was super excited and stuff. And then when I got there, I realized, you know, it's not the kind of setup I thought. I've done so many mic tests, so many tests. And after you've done so many that are unsuccessful or not quite what I feel my quality can be, you get disheartened. And then when you try to test things, you get paranoid. So then I'm like listening to the same things over and over and over again, like 50 times. And I'm like, that was an echo. That was reverb. It sounds like I'm in a cave. You know, what is that noise that my mouth is making right now? Has that always been there? Like, you just fucking like get in your head about it, which again feeds into that cycle. But I'm excited though, because I have good projects coming up. The little comic dub that has both a suitable fork and not suitable fork version. I'm getting ready to do another collaboration with that artist and a voice that's a good friend of mine. Now that I'm more, settled and stuff, I want to look back into picking up the podcast again. I've already got some guests selected, some episodes decided on. I have one episode that I need to edit and basically get out, you know, and stuff like that. So keep your eyes out for that. Because it really meant a lot to hear a lot of good notes about that, that people miss the show, how much it's helped them, how great they feel about it. And, you know, that's the whole reason that I did it, you know. So yeah. Okay, just gonna see here. Cut up a few more strawberries. Make them very pretty. Presentation does matter sometimes. know if I've said this in one of these before, but cooking is like a great, like, stress relief, cathartic thing for me. So I really enjoy doing it. I enjoy making a pretty dish, pretty plate. It's very. Whoops, bubbling over. That down a little bit. Stop in a second. I learned to cook when I was 4 years old. Don't think I really ever said that either. But I learned to cook when I was 4 years old for my brother and myself, my younger brother, which I think I've said I have several brothers, so. But yeah, I learned to take care of him and myself, learned to cook. We were latchkey kids, which I think I have mentioned. And so learning a new recipe or cooking something involved later kind of became my I guess like quiet time, because my brother, it kind of was my way to be like, okay, I'm gonna cook us dinner, go, play your video game or something, or go read a book. And to this day, he's still all thumbs with cooking, which is kind of funny. But I did show him some recipes. But now that I think about that, that's pretty funny that he still doesn't know how to cook very well, because he's just always had me or someone to cook for him. All right, that should be plenty. Kind of playing around with presentation. I know soon I want to do that apple, the stewed apples again with the Eider cheese. Because anybody that follows me knows I really love those D&D cocktails. I actually got a mead recipe, so actually want to cook the mead or not cook it, make it. So I may have you sit in for one of those. Got to put honey and herbs in it and the water and clean it. And it's kind of exciting. But I think it takes like, it said like at least 2 weeks up to like 3 months. Basically, it says the longer you wait, the stronger it'll be, kind of like a strong wine. But after that, it's, it's pretty easy. So I'm kind of excited about that. Some Skyrim mead. Love to see it. Maybe I'll do that. So, what are you bubbling over? There's nothing, it's like spitting water out. Just like literally a drop just keeps spitting over the side. So yeah, let's work on this presentation a little bit. Okie dokie. I can keep myself from eating it. Probably not. Probably not. And I also kind of cheaped out and, well, I got lazy. The best whipped cream is actually making your own, like whipping your own, but I didn't really have time for that, so I got the spray kind out of the can. All right, let's get this finished off here. Like a strawberry. This is why I can never do a cooking show. Half of it would just be me sampling everything over and over. Maybe just another smidge. Oh, and a snacky boil. Right now, I think I got a little too showy with that plating. Oh, well. The only person that's going to see it is me. Or maybe you guys. Maybe I'll share it on my, actually, I'll probably share it in the server. Ooh, yes. Lovely, lovely aroma of nice. I don't know if any of you have ever made like a compote or anything and stuff like that, but when you heat any sort of fruit, it just fragrances. So I've just got this lovely vanilla strawberry fragrance right now going above the just wafting. If you wanted to kick it up a notch, you could put some vanilla vodka or a cream-based vodka, a rum, a nice silver rum, you know, any of that. Any kind of flavor, just a little smidge, or wine, a nice strawberry-based wine, or like a peach base, maybe, that'd be interesting. Not really huge on the peach stuff, but it could be really yummy. All right, let's see if we can... shovel a little bit in here. let's do that. Oh, that is so over the top. Not even necessary, really. You can't tell, I'm kind of a whipped cream girl. So now that I got that, I'm just gonna drizzle some of this over the top here. Just a nice drizzle, let it drip down the sides of the shortbread angel cake. That's as good as it's gonna get. It looks very yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right, just gonna take a little picture. Uno momento, folks. That was good. Looks good. Should I have a bite? I can have a bite. Why not? I mean, otherwise it's just gonna sit here and get all soppy, which could be good in a sense, but. Mm-hmm. That is delicious. Yeah, that sponge shortcake just soaked all that juice in. And the whipped cream adds a nice texture to it. Very nice. That was a good little dessert. Yummy, yummy, yummy. All right. Well, thank you for joining me for my first delicious dessert inside my new apartment. Little things like this that make me think. Things will get better. It's gonna get better. Just need a little time, a little focus. And a little sweetness. And we will get our just desserts, yeah? Thanks for hanging out, everybody. I'm doing my best. I'm making my way. And one day I will get back to good old Ruth and maybe even better Ruth. All right. I love you all. Bye. Okay. Oops. Forgot I was going to have you guys here when I did the pork fried rice. So, my bad. My bad. So, yeah. got some just normal little boneless. I'm doing pork chops. There are better ones, I'm sure, or better things to do. Better cuts, but I went with what is cheap and available. I know probably carnitas or stew meat, picadillo, which is kind of like a stewed sort of cut that's used for like pork carnitas tacos, things like that. Because it's got a little bit of fat to it. It's kind of sinewy, but you slow cook it, so it's got plenty of time to get tender. Pork chops, as you know, are just, they're just the chops, and, you know, they're not, you know, you're supposed to eat them with like, you know, eat them like a chop, but I'm using them for this, so oh well. That being said, they are like the breakfast chops, so they're like the thinner, smaller ones. And I'm just, since it's just me, I'm just cutting up a couple of them into little bitty pieces for the, you know, because fried rice has little meat pieces in it. Or, you know, if you're, unless you're a vegetarian, of course, in which it has tofu or none. Ooh. Oh, it'd be so cool to do like Mongolian or something sometime. Ugh, I need to have like a catfish fry. Well, not do it at my house. I don't like to actually do the frying. I just like to eat the catfish at a catfish fry. So yeah, that's never had a catfish fry. Pretty dang good. Although I could be biased because I'm from the South and it's a big thing here. Much like gumbo, jambalaya, more jambalaya. And gumbo where I am, or like chili. Chili for us is like super meaty and robust, and you can put it over rice. You can have it with some crackers, a little cheese. When I do chili, when I do my homemade chili recipe, I do it and I let it, you know, cook for a little bit, and then I serve it over rice, with a little bit of cheese, some crackers if you want it. And then the leftovers the next day, I usually will make like hot dogs or sausages and basically have like chili dogs. So that's always good. Or I'll have chili over burgers, like chili. It's a Texas thing. I don't know if it's a thing everywhere else, but like chili cheeseburgers. So you have like your buns and your burgers and you do your burger and you put chili on it, cheese if you want it, jalapeno peppers, onions. Just depends on like what you like, I guess. All right, so I've cut up all the meat, so I'm just getting a pan going with some margarine for the pork. Once I get it in there, I'll get seasoning on it. It's a long time since I've done fried rice, so I hope it goes okay. We need to get the meat to cook a little bit. Oh yeah, baby. Looks good. Seasoning going.
get a little soy sauce going in there. Yes, yes, yes.
Yas, bitch. Alright, gonna go ahead and add my rice and some vegetables. The vegetables I'm using, I was gonna get stir fried vegetables but forgot, so I'm actually using broccoli and cauliflower, which suit my purposes. Alright, one of the last parts, gonna add an egg. There you go. Don't ask me why. I'm some weird for reason talking in a slightly British accent, I guess. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Yeah. As I would tell my one friend Steve, help me. Oh man, the steak is a mess. Sorry, I haven't had much cheddar going on. Tell you about the move, maybe. It was a hard adjustment, like I said, but that being said, I've got to drive a little more and look around, and it's a really pretty area, and it's a relatively new developing part of the city, or rather the outskirts of such. So it's kind of like, you know, the city's like me, just kind of had a little success and I'm starting to branch out more and more and set up little businesses and I think that's gonna do it. So maybe feel a little bit better. The place is nicer. Neighbors are pretty chill. It's actually gated. you know, I don't know if I'll ever use it, but they've got a nice pole going for them. It's a pretty good setup. So just trying to, you know, adjust, I guess. What more can you do than just try your best to adjust? And I just shut that drawer I meant to open. All right, I gotta get this down here. There we go. We all love to hear a woman clean. No, I'm just kidding. Oh God, please don't. Please don't promote that. Just because I grew up with boys, always making jokes about women, or, you know, laughing it out. Because honestly, at the end of the day, I know if women were in power, well, I'm just saying, women could run the world. That's all I'm going to say. But honestly, most of the time, I think we leave that to the men because it's important for men to run the world and do all that. For women, it's not so important. So, you know. See, that's why a lot of the time they go, oh, those men. Because we know. We know. Nah. That being said, I love men. They're great. All right, it's dinner time. There we go. Little sample. All right, a little more soy. I think I actually might do this with more, like, I guess because it's the broccoli, I should have done like a beef-based kind of thing. You know, like a beef broccoli? That'd be fun. Well, that's all she wrote. Thanks for hanging out. More content coming soon. I shouldn't put food in my mouth when I'm trying to talk. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Eat something delicious. Bye.